Scott Engel of the Fantasy Sports Network here with John Shea of the San Francisco Chronicle. John, this team is only has a .341 slugging percentage coming into this series. How do you think they fix the offensive issues?
Well, that's a great question. I think before the season, they really keyed on a closer, Mark Melancon. They brought him in, big-time money and everything, but they were hoping to go homegrown in left field, and that's really dramatically backfired. Both guys they were interested in, Jared Parker, Mac Williamson, have been hurt, and they haven't been able to do anything about it. So they've been rotating seven guys out there. That's just way too many. And left field is a power spot. They're last in the majors in home runs. They have the worst record in the majors. And their biggest home run guy, Brandon Belt, has four. I mean, that's not getting it done. They're not hitting at home, which is normally the case because it's a pitcher-friendly ballpark. But we just got back from Cincinnati where they're outscored 31-5. Something's got to be done. And if it's not done in a hurry, I think this team might sell rather than buy at the trade deadline, which might be a first.
Anybody in specific you think they might be selling?
Whew. Well, a lot of the guys, they probably can't sell because of the contracts and maybe even the age. But one guy you could look at is Johnny Cueto. He has an opt-out in his contract after this season. So if he wishes, he could be a free agent and go on the open market. Now, he had a fabulous year last year, and he's been pretty consistent, not great this year. He has the most wins on the staff. But at the trade deadline, he could fetch some serious prospects, and maybe that's what they need, a young outfielder who might be around to play next year, particularly in left field. They got a kid, Christian Arroyo, they just brought up, who's been fabulous. I mean, his batting average is rotten, but he's gotten a bunch of key hits at all the right times, and he plays a pretty good third base. Brandon Crawford's going to come off the DL any day now, so Arroyo won't have to play shortstop. He'll probably move over to third, and he's the third baseman of the future, a shortstop naturally, but he's going to move over to third. So I think Cueto is the guy, maybe the big chip, and I think it drops significantly from there. Eduardo Nunez might be the second guy.
Posey's hitting for average, but there's not much power or RBI production there. What about him and Pence, in terms of power and RBI production the rest of the way?
That's a great question. I think maybe how they go, so goes the offense. Because, listen, they're their 3-4 hitters. Buster just turned 30 this spring. Hunter is well north of that. And Hunter has one more year on the contract after this year. Buster will be around a while, naturally. Both hit home runs in the opener of this Mets series. And that's what they're going to need. Like I said, they're last in the league, last in the majors in home runs. They need a guy who could hit the gaps, hit a double, hit a home run, drive in runs. They just have not been scoring enough runs. They score three off DeGrom. They hit a couple of home runs, and they lose 4-3. And that's above average. The way they've been playing, that's good. And that's just not going to get it done over the long term. So, yeah, they need their main guys in the lineup to step up big. And that includes Hunter Pence, who is healthy. And that's the good thing, because the last 2 years, and this has been 162-game-a-year guy for a number of years before that. The last 2 years he has been hurt. And now he's up there in age a little bit, but they could use him to finish strong here.
Is Posey ever going to be that 20-homer guy again, though?
I could see it happening. His future, I think, is behind the plate. I don't think the Giants have any plans to move him to first base. He does pretty well when he does play first base, but his value is greater behind the plate. I think you can find a first baseman easier than you can find a catcher in baseball. So he wants to catch. The team wants him to catch. The pitchers want him to catch. And sometimes you sacrifice yourselves when you don't play first and you catch. So, you can look around the history of baseball and, catchers don't always produce because they're in the crouch all night and so-and-so. But 20 home runs, I see that happening. He works a lot on his leg strength, especially in the off season. and he's really dedicated to his craft. Interleague games, he'll DH. Every two series, he'll play first base. So I think, you know, they limit his time as much as they can behind the plate, knowing that it's a six-month grind, always aware that this team could be in a pennant race come August and September. We'll see about this year, though.
John, thanks so much.
Well, thank you. Nice talking to you.